This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Fish versus red meat. Which supports better lung health? Discover how fish and red meat impact lung health, including inflammation, nutrients, and ethical eating considerations, in a simple, informative chat. Fish versus red meat for lung health. What's the deal? Hey, have you ever wondered whether eating fish or red meat is better for your lungs? I mean, we talk a lot about heart health or gut health when it comes to food choices, but lung health doesn't get nearly as much spotlight. So today, I wanted to give you a casual rundown on what the science says about fish and red meat when it comes to keeping those lungs in good shape. First things first, the lungs are super important for obvious reasons. Breathing, oxygen exchange, and all that. Things like inflammation and oxidative stress can mess with them big time, so a lot of researchers look into how diet affects lung function, especially since lung diseases like COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and asthma impact millions of people. The fish advantage. So, fish is often celebrated for its omega-3 fatty acids, those healthy fats that have anti-inflammatory properties. When it comes to lung health, that anti-inflammatory aspect is a game changer. Studies show that people who eat fish regularly tend to have better lung function and lower risk of chronic lung problems. Omega-3s help reduce inflammation in airway passages, which can make a huge difference if you have asthma or any kind of airway sensitivity. Plus, fish like salmon, mackerel, and sardines are packed with vitamin D and selenium, which support immune function. A strong immune system helps lung tissue resist damage from environmental pollutants or infections. So, when you're opting for fish, you're often getting a nice bundle of nutrients that work together to keep your lungs functioning well. The red meat question. Now, red meat is more controversial. On one hand, it's a major source of iron, protein, and some vitamins like B12, all important for overall health. But when it comes to lungs, red meat can be a mixed bag. Some studies link higher consumption of red and processed meats to increased risk of lung diseases, including COPD and lung cancer. Why? It seems like the saturated fats and certain compounds formed during high-temperature cooking, like HCAs, heterocyclic amines, might promote oxidative stress and inflammation in lung tissue. That said, not all red meat is created equal, and moderation matters. Grass-fed beef, for instance, tends to have a slightly better fat profile than conventionally raised meat. Still, heavy consumption of processed or fried red meat is generally not great news for lung health. Balancing the pros and cons. It all boils down to what you prioritize. The pros and cons of eating meat in general. Some folks embrace plant-based diets to minimize inflammation and environmental impact, while others include animal products for nutrients that are harder to get otherwise. If you eat meat, considering options like clean meat or sustainably sourced fish can be part of an ethical eating approach that respects animal welfare and environmental health. And here's where sentiocentrism comes into play. This idea that ethical eating doesn't have to be about extremes, but can be about balancing compassion for animals, human health, and the planet. If you're curious about the moral and environmental arguments for and against eating meat, there's a fantastic book called Eat Meat, or Don't That Really Breaks It Down. Worth a read for anyone trying to figure out their own food choices. Quick tips for lung-friendly eating. Include fatty fish like salmon 2 to 3 times a week for omega-3s and anti-inflammatory benefits. Limit processed and high-heat cooked red meats to avoid harmful compounds. Incorporate plenty of fruits and veggies for antioxidants that support lung tissue integrity. Consider balance and sustainability, exploring plant-based proteins alongside ethically sourced animal products. Ultimately, whether you lean towards fish or red meat, focusing on quality and moderation, along with a nutrient-rich diet, seems to be your best bet for lung health. Plus, making informed choices that align with your values, whether that's health-focused or rooted in ethical eating, is equally important. So next time you're planning meals or debating meat options, remember that your lungs are listening too. Keeping them happy with the right fats and limiting inflammation can pay off big time down the road. If you want to learn more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and how it ties into health and environment, definitely check out Eat Meat or Don't. It's an approachable and thoughtful read that can help you navigate all these questions. All right, breathe easy and eat smart.